And now for a slice of life here in Washington, D.C., that's not about politics or policy. Capitol Hill Books is a neighborhood bookstore in an old row house overflowing with books. You can see them piled up in the windows. When the pandemic began, the store closed for browsing and remained closed for 14 months. During that time, co-owner Kyle Burke revisited an old hobby.
I started playing guitar a bit more than I normally do during the pandemic. I would begin to write songs just to like make my girlfriend laugh or whatever. I guess I wrote a couple of songs. Then I wrote one and I thought, hey, this is pretty good. Maybe I should record these.
But where?
Since the store was closed, I thought that would be a great place to do it. So I set up some gear there and it worked out great. It's a pretty tight space. Every nook and cranny has books in it, so that means there aren't a lot of flat reflecting surfaces, which is great for recording a record, because all that paper acts a bit like acoustic panels and absorbs a lot of sound.
And so he made an album. It's called Death of the Novel. Burke recorded under the band name The Failed Poets. He drew musical inspiration from bands like Guided by Voices and The Strokes, and lyrical inspiration from
people I know in D.C., friends. Take the train down to the side. One of the songs is about a friend of ours who passed away a couple years ago, who was the co-owner of the bookstore. Others are just inside jokes that we have, you know, among the staff at the bookstore. My entire life is books and talking about them with my best friends work at the bookstore too. So it's everything, you know, customers that we come into contact, other booksellers, and the books that we're always reading and talking about.
In the tracks, you can spot references to Engels and Proust and Poe and Rushdie. Paperbacks and pills are all I need to feel alright. She said thanks for the invite, but I'm staying in tonight.
When I was writing Paperbacks and Pills, that was probably the song that I wrote that made me laugh a lot. And one of my main goals was to amuse myself, because that was what we had, right? We've been in the pandemic for almost 2 years, so you've got to find a way to amuse yourself. And if there's a lyric that I write that makes me chuckle a few weeks later after I've written it, and I still think it's kind of amusing, then I dig it.
He told us he sees making the album as a part of being a good bookseller.
The rule, first and foremost, is always to find great books for people and get them in the hands of people in your community. Giving them what they want and showing them things that they didn't know they wanted. And I hope that one of those things is they didn't know they wanted songs about books and booksellers.
Death of the Novel is available online at Bandcamp and soon in store. Burke tells us he hopes to press the album to vinyl.